Franbo, what are your initial thoughts on...
Who picked this game?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, that depends why you're asking. <It's a little laughs>
Who do I have to blame?
Blame?
Yes, I
Who was it, though?
Game. It was me.
Okay.
It was...
I see.
Wow, okay.
Yes, me.
You can give it to me harsh. I don't care. I can take it. I'm a boy.
I was looking at the description, and, you know, you guys had mentioned it was a little bit more darker and some more serious themes or whatever. Didn't expect all the blood and the crazy demon thing coming out at me and the whispers in the background. I was a little bit unprepared.
It's very surreal.
You sound scared still.
Are you seeing the shadows right now?
What, and you're not?
I found my pills, I'm sorry.
Are you bothered by that, or is it just something that you weren't expecting?
I was just surprised that that this went that far. I mean, into this, that kind of, you know, real alternate dark side of things.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, I was really surprised. But, you know, then I got into it. It's like, okay, so this is the kind of point of the underlying theme of having this, you know, two sides of view. And then got used to it. But yeah, I was like, what the heck am I playing? Yeah. But no, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
It is pretty disturbing. I was really surprised at how dark it got at points. I was like, I don't know if this is going to be received well with a wide range of people and personalities and backstories, you know? Because I think there's some things in there that can really make you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For sure, you know?
Yes. And some things a little bit dangerous if any of us, for some reason, had experienced some of those.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, triggers. There's some pretty...
Yeah, there's some pretty nasty triggers in there.
For sure, yeah. I didn't see a warning. There was a warning. There was a game we played. Was it,
It was,
Life is Strange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I don't know.
You click on the chart and you read what happens. Like, oh.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
The creep, when I realized what kind of game we're playing was when the security guard wanted a kiss from me.
Yeah, that's
when I was like, okay, this
he
is
to sit on his lap, too.
Yeah, he was kind of creepy.
Yeah, I wanted to punch him. I wanted to kill him.
I hope he dies. I was very upset in that moment. I was like, I want a monster to eat his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you get his head ripped off.
And
I mean, in a hallucination for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Satisfying for a moment.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed when it came back to reality and you're still alive.
Yeah. Has anybody ever played the Yahtzee Croshaw games? The what's he call them? Like 7 Days a Stranger? Those ones?
No.
Oh, okay. It's a series of horror games from forever ago that have a very similar like gore style of like scaring you with bloody things everywhere. Oh. And so I was immediately reminded of that. Especially the way they do the jump scares, like you take the pill and then suddenly there's a head just hanging from the ceiling and there's a crescendo in the music. It was just very familiar.
I liked that a lot. I thought it was cool how every room had a different thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it was 30% on the blood and gore of, you know, I wouldn't say a shock value, but just, oh, you know. But the other 70% was, a lot of triggers and a lot of you know, mental health issues, you know. it's like, oh, geez, they're not really having a high opinion of the mental health, profession.
Well, it's taking place in the 40s, which is a super accurate representation of the mental health field in the 40s.
Okay. Yeah. All right, with that caveat, I'll...
Yeah, it's dated, and because that's when they were doing lobotomies and stuff, and it was... If you watch anything about some of the mental health hospitals back in that time, it's pretty nasty.
Wow. Yeah, pardon the pun, it was crazy. No, it was. Well, pardon the pun, it was crazy back then with some of the.
Franco.
Yeah, pardon that pun.
But it's just to take a quick aside to say, it's I think a large part of things going on now is lack of mental health care at a larger scale. I mean, I think that's got to come, be addressed. There's a lot of homeless out there who are, shouldn't be homeless, should be in a, some sort of mental facility.
Getting some help.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough of that.
What I found really interesting and kind of hilarious, and it kind of waters down the gore and disturbing elements a little bit, is Fran is so, it's just so normal. Like, she's not worried about it at all. Like, she's like, oh, hello, little baby with its head severed. You look like you got hurt.
Very
like,
innocent can I help? And ignorant.
Yeah. Which is really interesting. She's not really scared of anything.
She's very naive, though.
Yeah.
She just wants her cat.
Yeah, she just wants her cat.
Yeah. Oh.
And, I don't know.
Yeah, I think in ways, there are times where where I find that kind of charming because she seems very, not in that she wasn't scared, because I think a child would be scared of those things normally, but in some of her reactions to things, like she seems very childlike. You know, she was like, oh, like I think I looked at a picture of a clown on a wall, and she was like, oh, I just want to get its nose or something like that. I want to get your nose, clown. I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's such a kid thing, because, they kind of take their imagination. But some of her reactions to things I thought were really charming.
She's supposed to be 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I felt sorry for her sometimes, too, which, just because it's such a hard situation for some of those kids, but...
For sure.
And then, her attitude on... I don't know if you went... took the pills in the room with the kid and the TV.
I took the pills in every room.
And the kid's head just, like, explodes.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And she's just, like, oh, so nonchalant about it.
Yeah, yeah, she
has pieces of it.
And then the other thing, too, was... when you fell down into the basement, I don't know if anyone looked into the rooms.
Yes, yeah.
And she was like, oh, are you guys okay? Oh, did you throw up? Well, that's not good, but you should be...
And no one ever responds. Like, everyone's just kind of dead in their own way.
Well, they're probably all, like, drugged up. Yeah.
I mean, they all have lobotomy scars on
their heads. And that's all kind of...
Well, what's weird is... go ahead, Steph, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that they're probably all on some kind of pills, too, to kind of keep them at an even keel, which I don't know if that was the developer's intention when they were, like, writing, like, these quote-unquote characters or these little characters that you see throughout the game, but I just kind of took it as they're probably all, like, drugged up, and, that might be why that everyone's not, like,
Yeah.
I just find it interesting that no one responds to her, and if they do, it's generally through like those shadows that are taunting the person.
Yeah.
What was I found the most disturbing? In the hospital was the kid who was dressed up with the hockey mask.
Yeah.
And it was like telling him to kill himself and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was another. Yeah.
Pretty messed up.
Yeah. That and the kid that thought he was king. That was
Yeah, that was
pretty sad.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, I noticed too that anytime that you had interacted with the shadows, they would usually you keep clicking, and you'd get things that you either. I mean, if you maybe you might have heard some of that in your own life if you were depressed or frustrated, but it sounded like those were things that either these writers imagined or had maybe even got some information from people that's dealt with
absolutely.
Stuff, you know, things that they've heard, you know, at least these terrible things that were told to them in their heads.
Yeah.
Which I think is brilliant.
A weird, disturbing, you know, view. But still a little bit realistic in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
The game touches upon things that games don't touch upon, and I think it's just... it's another way of telling a story. I mean, you know, we've seen this 100 times in a movie or read it in a book, but playing a game is different, you know?
Yeah.
It's, especially if you have the control to take those pills anytime you want.
Yeah.
I wonder sometimes, like, I wonder if, like, at the end it will say something crazy.
Like,
you know,
how many times you're drugged up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I thought about that too, but then because I kept taking them. But then I'd usually take one and keep her drugged for a while, and then, you know, I would go back through the rooms undrugged a little bit later, but, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the first time I took the pill, first thing that came to my mind is Silent Hill.
Yeah.
It's
this is going to be one of these, you get half of the stuff you need on the good side and the other half of the stuff you need on the bad side.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not half.
Not much, yeah.
So what did you guys think about the Enforced?
I like that the other side isn't just, you know, this dark view, that you do actually have to interact with that and use that to progress.
Yeah,
and not,
it's also not the focus either,
and not everything there is trying to kill you.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Kind of a different world. It's a weirder world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What were you gonna say, Steph?
Oh, I was just gonna ask what they thought about the forest after you got out of the asylum.
Did anyone go through the entire maze?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got fed up and clicked on the forward button.
You can skip it, right?
Yeah.
I was kind of glad they had that option, because that was frustrating.
Yeah.
But I got through the maze.
I didn't know you could skip the maze.
I just stumbled through it like an idiot, but yeah, I did it.
Yeah, I did it.
I blazed through it. I blazed through it like a trailblazer, guys.
Wow. First try?
I found like every dead end.
Well, I lost the cat. Like in the first
time. Yeah.
I was like, "Come on, really?"
Yeah.
I didn't know where I was going.
Then you can hear it.
I don't like mazes.
Oh.
No.
Especially ones you can't see.
No. Life is a maze.
Yeah, I thought the forest was kind of strange after you got out there with the ant.
So the giant ant.
Yeah, the giant ant, the little hill bug.
That's where the game gets really bizarre, and I'll tell you right now, it doesn't get any better.
See, now this is where I started to question whether or not, Fran is actually physically going through the forest, or if she actually is really insane.
Right, maybe she's just imagining all of that.
Yeah.
I thought of that, too. Well, it's hard to know exactly how real the world is, because, her cat talks to her.
And you have a pine cone family protecting blueberries.
Oh, that was so weird. Yeah, I was just
I'm pretty sure these guys dropped acid and were like, alright, start developing.
What can we do now, guys? We need something for blueberries. Where can we get blueberries?
Well, and I love that the way you get them is just knock over the baby repeatedly.
Yeah.
Rat
trap the dad.
Yeah, you use the mouse trap and then you hit the...
Well, just to have to slap down a baby.
Yeah,
I knocked the baby over like 10 times.
Me too.
I did it first try.
Did you really?
Well, I put the mouse trap down and then knocked the baby over.
It took me a while. I accidentally figured out I had to climb the bench.
Oh, yeah.
To get the meat. I didn't know. I wandered around forever. Just back and forth, back and forth. And I clicked on the bench and she climbed on it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I went through that room first time. And clicked. I thought I clicked on everything. I did the exact same thing with when you first enter the forest and there's that pile of stuff supposed to pick up the door there. I clicked on those things that I walked by, and I thought I clicked on everything in that pile. Sure enough, the one thing I didn't click on was the door.
Yeah. I accidentally then, clicked on the door.
The same thing happened when I got into the house, was I thought I clicked on everything. I'm walking around. I walk back out. I'm like, I don't know what to do now. Like, I don't know. So I ended up having, to look at a walkthrough and saw that you climb on the desk. Cheezer, Mason, don't want to hear it. And so I saw that you climb on the desk. And I was like, I thought I clicked on everything. So then I go back in and then click on the desk. And sure enough, there she goes to get the meat. And I'm like, okay.
I did the same thing. It was absolutely awful.
I don't know.
I only used the walkthrough twice. That's counting the next phase we played. So the part where you have to escape the hospital, who figured out the passcode without looking at a walkthrough?
Nope.
Okay, I gasped at Steph at her using walkthrough in jest because that's where I had to look it up.
Yeah.
To get out.
Did anybody get it without looking it up?
I haven't gotten there yet. I just got to the basement.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah, I just got to the basement. Don't worry, I've been half lit. You know, I'm erasing my mind everything you said. But,
taking the pills.
Yeah.
Take those pills,
Frank.
I got hung up getting the key and with the, you know, and I screwed up because I tried to get the key with the guard there and he took the cane away from me and I'm what do I got to do now? Then he wouldn't take the bun with the pill in it.
Yep.
I'm going to stuff that bun down his throat until he chokes.
So you haven't gotten to the forest yet?
No, I haven't gotten to the forest yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't spoil too much then.
That's all right. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, it's not fair because then you're going to hear everything. You're not going to struggle with anything.
That's okay.
Frankie, you have to struggle.
We struggled so much.
Life is pain, my friend.
You don't know how badly I wanted to put that white piece of paper on the television and see a puzzle come through.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's done that. They put, you know.
What?
They've seen stuff in the static on the TV.
What do you see? Yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. Well, you're not hanging out with the right people.
That one was weird, too. I just kept changing the channel until I lost it.
Yeah, Channel 8, you could just barely tell that there was something on Channel 8.
Yeah, but I didn't get... I just kept changing it. I mean, I realized there was something on the TV, but it didn't make any sense.
Well, no, it was... The last channel is a different style of static or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this one's different. It must be the one.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. That's what I did.
Oh, well, excuse me.
And did anybody check the TV in Pill World?
No.
No.
Yeah, doesn't it just...
Oh.
It's static, but you can barely see that the image.
Yeah, there's like a monster there, right?
No, her face with the bleeding eyes.
Or her face.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Like, did anybody look at, like, the photos in your inventory with the pills on?
No.
Oh, come on, guys.
Oh, jeez.
The family photo?
Yeah, the family photo.
Wow.
Check it out.
I missed that.
See, I love the attention to detail in this game. It's very cool.
Well, you can't check it out now because you lost the picture.
No!
I haven't.
Yeah, Franco has
over. Take a screenshot.
Franco.
I will do that.
Do it right now.
Franco, our savior of the weird red pill family photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's different things. Like, a lot of the messages on the walls, like the boards, will change if you're in Pill
too,
which
I noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot more sinister.
Did anybody see the look out the window when they were in the hospital?
Oh, yes.
Like, they were holding her head.
Yes.
Yeah, that was so creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I kept expecting to look out one of the windows, though, and, like, have something, like, jump out. Like, walk by the window or, like, you know, pop scare me because the very first few seconds of the game where it had the intro, it showed a monster some in the room or outside the window or something, and I jumped like 2 inches off of my chair. So
I have as well.
I don't think I've jumped yet. I don't recall jumping.
I'm still waiting for that to happen during the game rather than just in the intro, but we'll see.
Some of the imagery is really disturbing. I found myself kind of thinking, yikes, this is...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did this have a rating on Steam?
Like, I didn't check.
Yeah.
I think it has a good... I mean, I think it...
No, like, a good rating. Not like a good game, but like an adult MSRB.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I don't know.
I'd imagine it's a...
I'm going...
Or something.
I'm going to check right now.
Very misleading.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. I just pulled it up and I don't see one.
Okay.
It looks like a children's book when you're playing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was going to say, God forbid a 14-year-old girl.
I'm picturing a 10-year-old girl is going to be like, oh, this is a story about a 10-year-old girl. I would like to play this.
Well,
Nightmares Forever.
Yeah. Lawsuit ensues.
But I think that they get, don't they have, like, screenshots and stuff that someone would see?
Well, the trailer's gruesome.
Yeah.
Game is nightmare fuel.
If they would look at anything or, watch the trailer, then they would be like, maybe not.
I wonder if there's a...
Unless they were into that sort of thing.
If there's a, like, age wall up on there.
Oh, like an age gate?
Yeah.
Well, there's not an age thing when you go to the site. Like, it doesn't ask you how old you are.
On Steam or on the actual site?
On Steam.
If you want, we could go around and tell our ages if it make you all feel better.
Yeah, you're right, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Which it kind of should.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. But anyways, I really hope that she finds her cat. That's what I hope for the game.
I just wish it was a dog.
I was just going to say,
there's enough dogs in this game for you. We've
measured a lot of games by the number of dogs in them, but I think this game has a very good number of cats. Good amount of cats? I don't know. Words. Cats are good.
We needed a game for the cat lovers in the group.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
After midnight.
I was, okay, when I thought that the cat was dead and had been eaten by some freak of nature, I was pretty concerned for a second. I was very happy to cut that thing in half.
Nature.
Whatever it was, like a pig. Bug, yeah. I don't know.
So what did you guys think about cutting the thing in half? Like, how did you guys feel about that?
Well, the ant was hungry.
I mean, that part of the game was so trippy, and you're not even on your pills. You're not in pill world, and that part of the game was so trippy, I just could not even handle it.
Yeah, I felt a little bad. I felt a little bad for having to cut that. I mean, because that bug or whatever it was didn't do anything to me.
Armadillo
or whatever.
It ate your cat, maybe.
Well, who knows? Like, it was a big ant telling you that it ate it. Like, no. What was it? Like, it was something.
like an ant human?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to. Oof. I'm gonna have to double up my meds before I go.
Yep.
You and Fran both, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I felt kind of bad, and then I kept thinking that okay, well, maybe once I get the axe, and maybe once she goes over to it, and gives it the blueberries, that something will happen, and she won't have to cut it open, like, something will be like, oh, no, wait, it's the cat's right over there. I just saw the cat run away, or something like that.
Nope.
She slices right into the thing, baby. She slices
She's
right
ruthless,
into
man.
It.
Yeah. Fran,
nothing comes between Fran and that cat.
Maybe the pig would get sick and throw off the cast.
Yeah, like something like that would keep you from, like, destroying this, like,
Nope, put your time.
See, just
here
remember, the one at fault here is the ant who was stupid enough to think a rat was a cat. Okay?
That's
the one who's truly at fault here. He's a real murderer.
Well, he was old.
What, What do you expect from a giant?
Like old
ant, you know?
Ant wizard person? I don't know.
Yeah, an old ant wizard person with a cape or something.
It's even weirder when you start combing the rat's hair.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, what's funny about it is if you forget to ask him that, you won't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of scenes
And then you comb the weird, random heads hanging off of a tree's hair.
Yeah, later she calls those things insects. Like, later on, she refers to those things. She's like, yeah, the insects with the long hair. I'm like, those were insects?
Those were not insects. They were heads. Yeah.
Well, they turned into...
They turned into, like, little fireflies, I suppose. But
Still, the Pinecone family is still kind of freak. I mean, that they kind of freaked me out. They kind of, like, turned on this weird kind of, like, weird switch, you know. Ugh. I don't know. A little freaky.
The best line in this game was when you go to take the super glue, and she's like, I don't like to take other people's stuff, but I'm going to take the super glue just for the attachment.
Yeah.
The attachment.
Yeah, she's just a really... I love how she's written. She's very...
Yeah.
The way she speaks is very unique.
Yeah. Yeah. She seems clever.
She is very clever. And she's almost a... Like, she does have a sense of innocence and a, being naive, but I feel like... Naivete. Thank you. But I almost get this feeling that she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, she just
isn't
afraid, because I'm wondering if the pills... Like, the real world is where the pills bring her, and, you know, the horrible world is, you know, the world of the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we got it all backwards.
Maybe we do. It's like a whole Inception thing.
I keep wondering if she's actually teleporting or something to a different dimension or something. Or not teleporting, but, like... some sort of dimensional, transdimensional travel or something.
Yeah.
Because there's objects that only exist when you're on the pills and all and such. And the rat does say, though again, it's a rat speaking to you, the rat does say, it's almost as if somebody from a different world kidnapped it, you know?
Wait, he says that about what?
Oh, about the cat. When you're like, oh, where'd my cat go? And he's like, oh, it was right here, but it disappeared, almost as if somebody from a different world came and kidnapped
it. Okay.
Huh.
Hey, oh, he's a rat.
Yeah, so I mean, take that with a grain of salt, of course.
So Mason, what is this that you shared? Just a picture? Is this a book?
This is from their their website, and they have videos of their behind the scenes stuff. And I love how. They're just the normal things that they like to share are just as, you know, disturbing.
Okay. All right.
Definitely they're on theme.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're consistent.
Good. Is that the team? I wonder how big of a team worked on this game.
Very small. It was Indiegogo.
Yeah.
Funded.
How you say that, like, you think it's a half pig, half man, and a girl working on the game.
I mean, really, it's his point of view that makes the game so weird. Yeah.
You know, if a half pig guy wants to make a game, then who am I to question? Who am I to question? Please, go right ahead. Okay.
Looks like they were asking for $20,000 and they raised almost $30,000.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are the games I like to look out for because, I mean, indie games definitely are hit or miss, but they tend to be a little bit more my style, personally.
Mm-hmm.
The mainstream, I love mainstream games, but I also, I don't know, some of the indie stuff, when I saw the graphics in Franbo, I just knew it was a game I was going to love. I didn't even have to know what it was about.
Yeah.
So, I'm really... I don't know. I'm really, like, dialed into indie development and kind of what's going on.
Yeah.
With, you know, I would love to see if they've done anything else. I don't know if they have.
Hmm.
I'll have to do some digging later.
Yeah.
Looks like they're from Sweden.
I was just going to say that you said 20 grand and they raised 30, then and there's some from Sweden. Yeah, I think they spent that other 10 on some medicinal help for writing the game. We need some inspiration. Go out and get some stuff on the corner.
I see what you're throwing, Franco.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, look at that. I like that link. Different galaxy. Oh, looks like it was a video blog. Is that what you posted? It's a new game.
Oh, the kitty.
It's another cat.
Yeah, it's another cat.
Mr. Midnight.
They must love cats.
Mr. Midnight found his way into the bleach.
So, is there anything that you guys would want to see maybe happen in the upcoming, chapters of the game?
I really want her to find the cat. I'll be so upset if the cat's dead or something. The cat has to come back for real.
Yeah.
I'm very emotionally attached to this cat.
I can tell.
I say this as I'm petting my own cat right now. I'm not gonna lie. Aww.
You're a
that's
cat
okay.
guy.
That's alright.
I am. I'm a cat dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely found that a lot of the themes are a little bit, I haven't dealt with, a lot of them, but the things like depression, things like, feeling insecure, feeling thoughts of loneliness, like, those are definitely hitting home for me.
Yeah.
And some of the things that those shadows say are a little hard to hear, because I've heard them myself, and I think we all have, but... But at the same time, I really appreciate the boldness in that, because, again, a lot of games are afraid to do that. A lot of anything is afraid to do that nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it, aside from the whole fact that, if somebody was, did struggle with something really bad and they had an episode because of this game, I think, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they end this game and how it kind of plays out, because I would really hate to see something depressing as an end, something, it's bad enough her family's been killed.
Yeah.
Right. I would really hate to see this take a dark turn and not have any redemptive value.
Right. Yeah.
But again, we're dealing with a game that is really just kind of a loose cannon, so there's really no telling what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate the allegory.
It just popped in. It's kind of like Slaughterhouse 5, Kurt Vonnegut. It's all over the place. It's like you don't really not sure what's going on in this place.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Yeah, I'm loving it though. I find myself wanting to keep playing.
Yeah, same here.
And I think it, and I'm sure if people play it that maybe don't have any experience with anything, which there are, people out there that are like that, and that's fine, but, that it might start up some dialogue and maybe make people maybe a little bit more aware, of inner struggles that people go through.
Well, there's a lot of ambiguity in the game. I'm hoping that they do they start to explain a little bit more in the next phase.
Okay.
Like, you start to learn a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that I'm hoping that they do start to kind of explain like you were just saying, like ways to deal with it or things people can get help with, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Bring it back to a positive,
Exactly. Yeah.
Gets really weird though. It gets a lot weirder.
Like you thought this is not trippy enough yet.
No.
Oh, man.
It's trippier.
Gets a lot weirder.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have anything that they wanted to talk about with the game, or are we at a wrap for tonight? Okay, I guess that's a wrap.
We're all goat fighting our happy place right now.
they're all like mentally preparing themselves for the next chapter.
I know.
Which will be.
So the next chapter, the next chunk, let's see, we played through We stopped at episode 2, chapter 2, or part 2, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're going to play a little bit into chapter 3, but we're not going to play the whole thing. So play the entirety of chapter 2, part 2, okay. And then you'll see, that's pretty long, and then you'll see part 3, it's called Vegetative State,
okay.
And then play, the first, gosh, it was pretty brutal. The first, like, 10 minutes of that are just basically dialogue. Ooh. Like, you don't even do anything. You're just reading. Yeah. So, once you do all of that, you're gonna meet this, like, tree king. He's like a tree.
I love trees. After,
yeah, I know, right? Every game needs a tree king. After he leaves, that's when you stop.
Okay.
So you'll go through after a bunch of stuff. Leaves. Yeah, it's like, I'd say it's about 10 or 15 minutes into chapter 3.
Okay.
Basically, once you start to be able to play.
10 to 15 minutes for us, maybe an hour for Cheezer.
I know.
yeah, I gotta, you know, click it 3, 4, 5 times or so.
Yeah, I'm just, once you, so like, you don't have control over Fran that entire time. So once you regain control of Fran, that's when you stop. Because I don't want to have to, like, I don't know. I was, like, clicking through it, and I was like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good stuff, but it's just long.
Yeah.
And they kind of explain a little more. But anyway, that's what you play to. It's probably about an hour and change, depending on... I only had to use a walkthrough once. It was for another really ambiguous, vague puzzle that no one... I don't know how you were ever going to figure out. Like,
I'm going to figure it out.
When I read it, I was like... How was I ever supposed to know that?
Challenge accepted.
Please figure it out. Because I will be shocked if anybody figures it out without a walkthrough. It makes no sense. And there's no, like, there's no guidance to it. Like, you just, you know it, you kind of have this thing you got to do, and they don't give you any direction. But anyway, that's that. And I think we might, it really depends on how long the next chunk is, but we might end up doing 2 more weeks of this game because it's a little bit longer than I had anticipated.
Okay.
So, but we'll see.
Okay.
All right.
We'll
enjoy. And I will talk to you all next week.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay. All right. Guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Cheezer, don't take like 4 hours to play this part.
Yeah, I guess I have to take
it. So what was it?
I have to play, like, every day.
So what was it, dude? What, I mean, did you just click on, I mean, like, what took you 2 hours for the first chapter?
I went into every room, clicked everything, switched to the red pill.
Everything.
And I went back and forth and back
and forth. I did the same thing.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I did the same thing.
It took you 2 hours?
You said earlier that you thought you were clicking on something, and I knew I had done that where, like, in the anthill, I was certain that I had already clicked on the little birdhouse, and nothing happened.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
I misclicked. So I'm like, all right, so I left the anthill, and I'm like going around the whole forest again, and then I come back, it's like, all right, click on everything again, and then it's like, oh,
okay.
Now it's there. Well, and then, you know, some of those things where you leave, and then you come back, and then something's different. You know, you
so
leave and come back, it's like, oh.
How long did it take you, and be honest, how long did it take you to go to chapter 2, part 2?
To do what?
How long did it take you to get to chapter 2, part 2?
Total time?
Yes.
Probably 2:45.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know, I was pretty happy because I got to that. I got to the end of the first chapter, and then I actually played through during my lunch hour, and I was like, I got it done in 45 minutes, right when it was time to go back to work. Like, yes. You know, so I just figured I was going to have to do a chunk there, and then
I had a laptop that I could play video games on my breaks, lunch break.
It helps.
Yeah, I bet it does. I just sit there and scroll through Facebook, mindless thing.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here's another thing. The cipher, the first one, with just getting the pillbox, that lockbox with the code. Did that take you guys very long?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no. No, because, how did I figure that out so quickly?
There's a note that had the, that had a little scribble on the side that said, you know, G equals 7 or whatever it was.
And yeah, you figure out
it has the letters and the numbers.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so I had figured out that if you click on the box and then hit use, it pops up with the ability to put in a code. So I wasn't even looking for a code for too long.
Oh, right.
And then I saw that. It's like, I'm like, oh, what was that thing? And then I went over and it's like, this is a code. You know, yeah. So some of that's just me realizing I had to click on more things and how much really had to interact with.
Okay.
So,
all right. Okay.
That is one aspect of the game where you're not quite sure what's relevant and what's not. I took a lot longer because I thought everybody had a solution to something that they contribute to. Like now, off the top of my head, the girl in the lunchroom, or not the girl in the lunchroom, in the room with the TV, the girl that's on the thing sleeping that won't wake up, nothing really to do with a solution.
She's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the girl in the hallway that doesn't say anything to you, nothing to do with her at all. You know?
And I really wanted to do something to help her, too.
Yeah.
I was like, I really hope that I don't. I'm leaving the asylum now. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny because me, I'm kind of a slow explorer anyway. So then I find out that you have to like really look at everything.
You're a slow explorer. Okay.
Yeah. So then it's like, and then I have to go through every room several times to make sure I've done everything.
Yeah.
But I got the hang of it. I mean, I got through the next chapter pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, and it was, I mean, that was a pretty shorter and more streamlined one anyways, but.
Yeah.
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 Well, Franco, enjoy the Pinecone family.
I will.
say hi to them for me.
Yeah.
I'll start a nice fire and roast them on.
Yeah. You might as well get like a nice relaxing cup of chamomile tea and when you sit down to the forest part.
Just don't hold it at any time. You know, because you wouldn't want to, you know, throw that tea when you get here.
Oh, that's true. I was like, what? Hold what? What are we holding?
Put your tea in a nice, you know, sealed tumbler. So if you chuck it.
That's true. Okay. That's a very good point. Yeah. Not too many jump scares, though, in the forest.
No, not too much.
I don't remember. Yeah. No. Just weirdness. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Franco, enjoy.
I will. I'll settle down with a nice glass of Bailey's over ice and to calm my nerves. And
that sounds lovely. Yeah. Mm. Franco, have you been playing No Man's Sky? I was going to say Old Man's Sky.
No, that game has been officially retired.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You get to a point, it's like you suddenly realize that there is no point.
You've probably played more than I have.
Oh, yeah. 16 galaxies. God knows how many planets.
I haven't touched it in like 2 weeks.
I finally got the ship that I figured, you know what, the rest is just going to be a grind. I got up to 41 slots on my ship, and I'm like, you know what, the rest is just
slots.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
And I'm like,
want trade?
I will say, it's a nice game to like have in my inventory for later. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a game that it seems easy that you could like in a couple weeks, like say if I didn't play it for a month, I could still sit down with it and be like, hey, I'm going to explore some No Man's Sky.
You didn't think, they didn't market it that it was going to be a game like that, but it is a game like that.
Yeah.
You can play whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
They made it seem like there was going to be this living, breathing world where you'd have to kind of be on top of everything.
Exactly. And you know, it's not. Yeah.
Nope. I can just do whatever I want.
Exactly. It's more like a hike out in the woods, you know?
Yep.
Yeah,
you come to the realization that you max everything out, and it's like, then what?
Well, some of us haven't maxed everything out yet, Franco. You know? Some of us aren't good.
I got a multi-tool with 24 slots. I got
Wow.
I got, jeez. I mean, the whatchamacallit. Oh, it's a pro tip on the multi-tool. You know, use the beam for mining and don't use combat modifiers on that, because that you actually get a better yield. I did, you know, boredom testing on this. If you just turn up the beacon, there's like two beacon mods. Just use them, and you get a better yield on your mining than you do if you use the combat things. It's like, I guess logically they think if you're using the combat things, you're breaking up the stone into, you know, it wastes a lot of the resource. I don't know.
What I'm hearing is that you need to do like a special like lesson on No Man's Sky. And about different tips and
things that drove me crazy. No man's
how to
guy.
Do things better. Yeah, I would sit in on it.
Yeah, well, you can always you can watch somebody else play on PS4, right?
We could open up the Discord server, and yeah, you could give a little chat.
Oh, look at the time; it's getting late.
We could have a contest. Find the ugliest creature you can find.
Yeah.
Someone put up a... I'm going to see if I can find this. Someone did a really hilarious...
Oh, the Jurassic Park one?
Yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Eat you.
Oh, my God. It's so accurate, too. I mean, I haven't seen a decent-looking creature yet. And the globby plants that just hop around, you know. I'm like, what is this? I want to kill it because I want to put it out of its misery. You know? Here's this glob that's just bopping around the planet. I'm like, yeah, I'll just put it out of its misery. Oh, there it is. Yep. Reality versus... And I've seen creatures like that, and even worse.
What is that?
That's procedural generation for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Move that one slider a little bit too far to the left, and you get something that is ugly.
Oh my goodness.
So on that note, I have to get going, guys.
All right.
Happy hunting, everybody.
Bye.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.